Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech Athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot, score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Black! Huskies just blocked it big time. Intercepted by Brett Gervais. Side Hawk for three. It's good! Dribbles once, pulls up, shoots, score!
Rebound there for Baldus. He'll shoot, score!
It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitch Link. We appreciate it. Huskies Drive Time is here on a Tuesday morning, getting set for another big week, Michigan Tech Sports. Though it's going to be kind of quiet around the SDC this weekend. There's lots going on, and we're here to tell you all about it. Wes Rahm is in our studio, and right away, Wes, let's get right to our guests, our special guest student athletes today. We have two of them today.
We do. We have a couple of guys from our Nordic skiing team. We have Diedrich, who's from Norway, and we have Gaspard, who is from Switzerland. And guys, good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That was Diedrich there. First of all, I guess tell folks where you're from and how you ended up at Michigan Tech.
Yeah, well, like you said, I'm from Norway, and it was kind of a coincidence. There was a friend of mine who was there last year, and he recommended it, and we have a good setup here with our coach, Joe Hagenmiller, and my school at home has a good cooperation with this school. So, yeah, I was pretty much set from there.
As you're talking about Hokan, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
was here
yeah,
last
right.
year, yeah. And so you talked to Coach Hagenmiller, decided that you're going to come over and study at Tech for a year.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a mechanical engineering major, so they have a good program for that here. So I didn't lose anything like that.
About Gaspard? Where are you from? How'd you get here?
So I'm from Switzerland, and I was looking for attend college. And in Switzerland, we don't have this unique opportunity to combine skiing and college. And yeah, I really found a good way to make both together.
What's your major?
My major is business.
Oh, cool.
How about overall thoughts so far of living in Houghton, and I guess compare the climate here between where you're from in Switzerland to here in Houghton?
I mean, I really enjoy the nature here. It's for sure very nice. And compared to Switzerland, it's much more bigger. If we have to make a trip, it could be like 12 hours driving. And in Switzerland, just to go across the country, we need maybe 4 hours. So yeah, it's very different.
How about in terms of snowfall? Are you getting more snow this year than you've had as a skier before, or do you get this much snow in your hometown?
Well, it's awesome here. Yeah, we get so much snow. We get mountain of snow. It's a lot of snow, and compared to Switzerland, it's a lot. So I guess we have really good condition here for skiing for sure. Almost too much snow, because for the grooming, it's not very easy.
Were there any other places in the U.S. that you were considering before coming here?
Yeah, I was looking for, Utah. But it's more in the city, so I was looking for something more in the middle of nowhere and in the nature.
Bingo.
And yeah, I really...
You feel you nailed that?
You nailed that one. More in the middle of nowhere. I like that one. How about Diedrich? How about compare, I guess, where you're from and climate to where we're at here in Houghton?
Yeah, well, people expect that it's like this in Norway, but it's not. This is a lot more snow than what I'm used to. Actually, the last couple of years, there's been lack of snow, and we'll be skiing on this 2K loop of artificial snow. So being here and having the trail so close to campus as well, it's as far as I know, the only place in the States that has that. So it's the ideal place to combine studying and skiing. So
talk about the system in Europe, and I don't think it's a whole lot different from you guys. About athletics is completely separate from academics, is it not? I mean, you guys, at young age, you do different sports, but it's a part of a club, right? It's not part of your school system.
Yeah, right.
So how do you get into Nordic skiing and get to the level you're at growing up?
For me, I started skiing about the same time as I started walking. It's a thing. We go hiking, and instead of go hiking, we go skiing. So I've been skiing my whole life, and it takes some people that are very into it. And my teachers in primary school were very into skiing, so they recruited people. So that's sort of when it all started for me. And then, like you said, we don't have the school or the collegial sports like you got here. So it's more you represent your club from your hometown.
That's Diedrich Elsett from the Nordic skiing team at Michigan Tech. We also have Gaspard, is it Cuno? Is that how you pronounce your last name? And Gaspard, I guess, describe your experience growing up. When did you start skiing, and how did it kind of move along to the level that you were at right now?
So I started skiing quite early. I don't remember. Around 4, I guess. Then my parents are skiers, so they bruised me a little bit everywhere on races. And it was very interesting, and I guess it was a little bit in my blood. So I started skiing, and then I had a lot of fun. Then I was a soccer player as well. But there is an age where you can't make both together because it's too much. So I had to choose, a hard choice. But in skiing, I had a lot of friends, and I really enjoy the atmosphere. And it's an individual sport, so I like it as well. And then I had the chance to make a collegium. It's a kind of high school. And there I did a degree, and I could combine skiing and studying. So it was very interesting. But then afterward, I had the chance to go in the national team of biathlon.
Oh, wow.
Which is really good. I did 2 years of professional skiing. But I was missing the academic department, academic field, so I came back and I'm here now. So that's nice.
It's not too many American athletes that say they would miss the academic side of things.